www.thebeatmaker.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here toll free. The world is supposed to end now, I think 9 days from now, and Mark did want to talk about that story last night. It was one of the ones we never got to, so pull that one up, Mark. When we get a chance, we will get to it.
I just think the self-growth hack is surely a sign of that.
That the world is preparing to end. We'll get into that here in a moment. Of course, your calls come first. We go to the phones and the fun. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We go to Amanda, listening in Nashua. You're on Free Talk Live, Amanda.
Hey, I have Allie Havens with me, too.
Hey, guys.
Oh, it's Allie from ALP, one of our co-hosts. Well, welcome, yeah. Ladies. What's up?
Hey. Well, I guess I'm calling in to tell you about a significantly less dramatic calendar that's been made successfully.
Okay.
So it's the New Hampshire Ladies of Liberty wall calendar, and every month features a different woman in New Hampshire who's active in the Liberty movement, and it highlights the Liberty-related issue that she's championing. And all of the sales, 100%, we're not recouping any sort of cost. All the sales go to Jen Coffey, another lady activist in New Hampshire, because she's coping with, I think, a second round of breast cancer now.
Mm.
So
wow. And these are going to be available. I heard they're going to be available at the Liberty Forum coming up next week. Is that right?
Yep, that's when they're going to see humans for the first time.
Cool. Now, will this be available, the calendar, what was it, the NH Liberty Ladies calendar? Will this be available to people who are not in New Hampshire, like people who are not visiting at the Liberty Forum? Will there be online order taking for this?
Yeah, well, first of all, on the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance it's sort of a political watchdog group. The, mm-hmm. the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance goes to the State House in Concord. They publish the Gold Standard, which is basically a flyer that each of the state representatives receive when they're going in on days that they vote, and it instructs them about the bills that they're voting on, and it directly tells them whether the bill is pro or anti-liberty.
Right. There's nothing like the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance anywhere in the country besides New Hampshire, which it's a really amazing organization. I'm a life supporter of it, and I actually saw one of their spokespeople in the marijuana decrim hearing today.
Me too.
Talking about you were not at the marijuana
decrim
hearing.
No, I'm a life sponsor of it.
Oh, okay. Very good. So Amanda, how would people online go and order this calendar? Is it possible yet, or is that coming soon?
Yeah. So if you go to the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance website, that's nhliberty.org. If you make a donation for $17 and then email your shipping information to civicaction@nhliberty.org, and we'll send you one.
Are there instructions on how to do this? That's a lot to remember. Are there instructions on the website?
No, I don't control the website. So,
okay.
But also there are instructions at the NHLA Facebook page, which is facebook.com/NHLiberty.
Okay, that's handy.
All the instructions are there.
So let me get this straight. So you're saying with this calendar that this calendar was drama-free in its production?
Yeah, so this is Allie. So I actually am in the calendar, and it's the first time I've ever done anything like this before. And with, like you guys were saying, with a lot of projects that people start, you know, you like the idea and you get involved because you want to be helpful and support others, especially when it's for a good cause. But, you know, I was a little nervous that maybe it would be something that would be more challenging than it seems on the surface and then end up, you know, taking longer than expected to come out. But everything with this one was very professional. What they did it was they just, you know, let us all know via Facebook that there was a calendar and asked us if we wanted to get involved. And we were all, they messaged us based on what our cause is. And then, so, you know, I was grouped in with the other girls in media and we all took the pictures together. I even got to meet two other lovely ladies, Lauren Ruppler, who's Objectivist Girl, and Teresa, who's on Sex, Lies, and Anarchy. And I was meeting them for the first time. And so we sort of had this, like, impromptu meeting each other and taking photos together. It ended up being like a lot of fun and a really positive experience. And, you know, all I had to do was show up for the picture, and then my part of it was over, and then they just taken care of the rest. So it's really fun, you know.
Cool.
I just basically show up to take the picture, and now, you know, it's going to be available to everyone at Liberty Forum. And it even has another thing that I just learned is it has the dates for Pork Fest and Keenvention.
Oh, wow.
And other stuff that people who are into the Liberty movement would be interested in knowing about when it happens.
Very cool. I'm glad to hear that it's worked out and that it was easy and unlike some other projects in the world. Do you get along with the ladies in the Liberty movement here? I mean, it sounds like you did at the photo shoot. Is everything going well?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. With experiences like this, it's always like better when working with people in business and you all have the same interests in mind, that it's always easier to get along with people in that sense. Right. You know, whenever people can be catty and there's drama and everything like that, it's because we don't know what our interests are or worried that they might be conflicting. But when we can all get on board with something, then it makes it a lot easier.
Allie, we'll look forward to having you back on Free Talk Live on Monday night. Appreciate the call tonight, ladies. And again, what I just did was I shared your instructions on how to get the calendar by sharing it on our Facebook page. So facebook.freetalklive.com. Folks can go there and get all the details on how to pick one of these up. Thanks for the call, ladies. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. We'll see you next week at the Liberty Forum, which is coming up February 20th through the 23rd. You could not only pick up the New Hampshire Liberty ladies calendar, but also Johnson will be present with the Free Talk Live gear, which is very hard to find.
Hoodies, t-shirts, hats.
And those are hard to get. You can't get those online.
Correct.
They're unavailable. You can only get them at the New Hampshire-based freedom-oriented events. Although maybe at some point there will be a relaunch of the store. That's on your list of things to do. I'm not sure where it is on the list. I don't know how many years it's been since we had the store. We did have a store once upon a time.
It's true. It's been a few years, for sure.
So if you want to grab the Free Talk Live gear, the Liberty Forum is going to be the next place that you can do that. Of course, we'll take your calls here about anything you want. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Mark, the world apparently is going to end in 9 days, according to whom?
Well, the Daily Mail, or at least, I don't know, some people in the Daily Mail. Yeah, not the most reliable news source, but kind of fun nonetheless. And, you know, the Mayans got a lot of credit.
You think this is fun, do you? This is the end of the world we're talking about.
Well, yes. Apparently someone has blown the Gjallarhorn in York, so therefore Fenrir is going to, in 9 days, eat the sun, and Odin, Heimdall, Thor, and Tyr are all going to die in a battle as the earth sinks below the sea.
How does the earth sink below the sea?
Well, wait, so what happens, though, to, like, Captain America and the Hulk and...
Oh, I see. You're talking about Thor being a Marvel product. This is the Thor upon which the Marvel product is based.
Okay.
So what's the deal here? I mean, who the horn? A horn got blown.
Okay, I'll read the story to you. Here we go. From Daily Mail. This is dated November the 15th, 2013. So this is really important.
This is old news.
Well, it's old news, but the important part is the world ends in 100 days.
From November 15th.
From November 15th, which is 9 days from now or something like that. So, you with me?
Yes.
If I don't have the days right, you'll forgive me. I haven't exactly done it, but I think it's about that. So, going on here, if Vikings were here today, the sounding of a distinctive horn in York would have created chaos. The ancient instrument blown last night signaled exactly 100 days until the end of the world, according to Norse mythology. The legend has it that if the Norse god Heimdall were to blow the mythical Gjallarhorn to warn of the Viking apocalypse known as Ragnarok, Ragnarok, which translates to Doom of the Gods, is due to be preceded by the Winter of Winters. Vikings believed prior to the apocalypse, three freezing winters would follow each other with no summers in between. Not sure that's exactly what happened. All morality would disappear. I don't know what that means. Mortality, morality.
How's it spelled?
It says morality, okay. And fights would break out all over the world, signaling the beginning of the end. The wolf scroll. I'm sorry, it's skull. Skull, not...
All right, get it together. We're going to come back with more here in a moment. 855-453.
He devours the sun, Ian.
855-450-3733. You can join us here and share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Apparently, according to Norse mythology, the Vikings believe that the world is going to end after a horn is blown.
The Kjell horn.
And apparently that horn was blown last November, November 2013. We're going to find out what that even means here in a moment, why the horn hasn't been blown up until now. I don't understand any of this. But we did find out that the Mayans that were wrong initially with the whole end of the world thing?
And many of them didn't. You see, this is the funny thing, is people are reinterpreting this. So many of the Mayans said it's a time of change. You know, it was mostly the U.S. press that was saying that the world was going to end for the Mayans, you know.
FreedomsPhoenix.com is where you can go to expose the lies and uncover the secrets. The readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get that every day. It's the real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com, check out the news there, and then sign up for their free daily dispatch, FreedomsPhoenix.com.
The Freedix.
So,
you know, I bet, though, that other news media outlets, you know, with the old sort of end of the world scenarios, I bet they used to get a lot more attention. And now I don't think that, the lamestream media is covering these end of the world events as much anymore. I'm sure that there's not as much coverage here for this Norse end of the world myth.
Well, the reason I think it's just that we're sort of wound down from the Mayan thing. Like, you just don't have the energy for it.
That was back in 2012. What do you mean, man? It's a whole new year.
I know, but people remember it strongly.
Okay.
I mean, what was the one before that?
That would have been Harold Camping. And
we made a big deal about that, but everybody kind of yucked it up.
He made news about that. I mean, everybody always yucks it up about this stuff.
Okay.
That's right. Ridiculous.
You got to keep it locked to Free Talk Live for your end-of-the-world news.
But I think it's fun because it's fun to watch people's predictions fail in this way.
Well, on February the 22nd, 2014, the wolf Skull will devour the sun. His brother Hati will eat the moon, causing the stars to vanish from the sky and the earth to be thrown into an eternal darkness. Where else would it be once a big wolf ate the sun? Norse mythology
that's
experts.
That's a big wolf.
That's a big star-eating demon wolf. Norse mythology experts have calculated that the Vikings, some experts, I mean, it doesn't say all experts, it suggests it's all experts. But, I mean, obviously, somebody said this, right? Have calculated the Vikings believe that this will take place on February the 22nd, 2014. On this day, the god Odin will be killed by the wolf Fenrir. Oh, my God. So, yeah, I did have it right. The wolf Fenrir is killed by Odin, but apparently Skull eats the sun. That's what confused me.
All right, finally, we've got it straight.
Yeah.
What the hell?
There'll be huge
what we're talking about.
I know.
There'll be huge earthquakes. The sea will rear up. The soil and the sky will be stained in poison. The sound of the horn is supposed to be the call.
Dogs and cats living together. It's total mayhem.
The sons of Odin will be called to the battlefield where Odin will ultimately be killed. After his death, the earth was foretold to sink into the sea, paving the way for a new utopian world with endless supplies. Things are going to be better once
we're all living in an
octopus's garden.
Hold on. So the sun's going to be devoured, but yet the world will be okay and there'll be a better world after that? Seems like it'd get pretty cold.
So let's consider for a second that these were stories told by 8th century Vikings.
Yeah.
Like, perhaps they don't have the understanding of science that you do today with your gifted kid education from down in Sarasota, Florida. Okay? So, you know, they were doing the best they could there when they didn't have compasses and any understanding of the solar system. They think the Earth's going to sink into the sea. How would it do that? Danielle Daglin from the Norvik Viking Center, spelled with a R-E, not E-R, just for a little extra for you, told the Mail Online that a number of the recent events spoken about in the legends of Ragnarok led them to believe that the end of the world may well be imminent. The legends state that the first to notice shall be man. Brother will fight brother, and all the boundaries that exist shall crumble. What the hell does that mean?
Horrors.
Yeah. The idea that boundaries that exist shall crumble, she said, could be the amount of the internet age, where you can communicate with millions of people simultaneously around the world thanks to global rise of social media.
I've kind of heard enough about this.
I'm Vince Clortho, the keymaster of Gozer, of Ogis of Zildurhai.
You know,
are you the gatekeeper?
John Justin's making Ghostbuster references. Did you know that I heard there was going to be a third one?
Yeah, I've heard that. Yep.
There's not much out there about it. I'm on the IMDb website about Ghostbusters at the moment. It's pretty slim pickings as far as news about this movie, but I think that'd be great. I think it'd be great to bring back Ghostbusters.
You all perish in flames!
Anyway, 855-453, you know, that's the toll-free number.
They're remaking RoboCop, they're going to do a thing of Ghostbusters or a sequel of Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. You know, I heard also they're going to do a sequel to Roger Rabbit.
No kidding.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot of, they're just sequeling everything. It's either a sequel or a remake nowadays.
Well, that's what some say Hollywood is out of ideas.
Yeah.
Marijuana may stop the spread of HIV, says one study. According to the Huffington Post, marijuana has long been used to effectively treat symptoms associated with HIV, such as chronic pain and weight loss.
Am I a little off to think that, okay, this is getting a little ridiculous now. Marijuana, it cures
it's
cancer and AIDS and everything.
It's a miracle drug. Wouldn't it be ironic if the...
If it were true? Okay,
yeah,
sure.
If this plant that has been so suppressed and the users oppressed for so many years, that actually turned out to be a miracle drug to help cure all kinds of terrible maladies?
I don't know.
Well, anyway...
I'd like to look at... Just take the disease and look at the disease. Take a population of people who smoke marijuana, mm-hmm. and just see what the spread of, the normal disease spread is amongst marijuana users and see if it's any different from the general population.
You're talking about of HIV?
Of everything. Like HIV, cancer, whatever.
A growing body of research suggests the plant may be able to stop the spread of the disease itself. Adding to these findings is a Louisiana State University study published last week in the journal AIDS Research in Human Retroviruses. For 17 months, scientists administered a daily dose of THC, the active ingredient in cannabis, to monkeys infected with an animal form of the virus. Over the course of that period, scientists found that damage to immune tissue in the primates' stomachs, one of the most common areas in the body for HIV infection to spread, actually decreased. These findings, they say, reveal novel mechanisms that may potentially contribute to cannabinoid mediated disease modulation, said Dr. Patricia Molina, lead author. The report goes on to explain that while HIV spreads by infecting and killing off immune cells, the monkeys that receive the daily THC treatments maintained higher levels of those healthy cells. So they were doing better. Similar research spearheaded by Molina in 2011 found
they were in a cage. They were just stoned in a cage.
Yep, and it helped. Similar research spearheaded by Molina in 2011 found that infected monkeys treated with THC had a better chance of surviving. And a report published in 2012 pointed to evidence that marijuana-like compounds can fight HIV in late-stage AIDS patients.
That sounds like a great band name. Infected monkeys high on THC.
855-453. That's the toll-free number here. So good news in the medical marijuana front, as it just continues to be proven to be more and more of an amazing miracle drug for people. More coming up. You can take control here. Share your thoughts on whatever's on your mind. Still to come, is love sharing your email account? Johnson will tell us about that. It's Free Talk Live.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Here toll-free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features on our site. We've got a bulletin board system that allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. You can go to bbs.freetalklive.com. You'll find it there. It's free, like the rest of the features on our site. Again, bbs.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin price? Kind of low now. There's been some news out there that kind of shook some folks' security, and I think the price is down a little bit. You can decide that Bitcoins are on sale. That's what I think. So you can go to cashintocoins.com and get some Bitcoins. They make it easy for you. Everything that they do is completely legal. They're a licensed money. Let's see, MSB, registered MSB with the U.S. government, and they make it, you know, fast, safe, easy, and completely legal for you to get Bitcoins. Just go there, cashintocoins.com, check it out. They've had some changes as far as how you acquire Bitcoins. There'll probably be some changes also coming in the future, but still, you can get Bitcoins there, cashintocoins.com.
All right, let's go to the phones, and then coming up, Johnson will be asking, well, there's a question that I guess an article is asking, Johnson will be sharing, is love sharing your email account? Let's go first, though, to Drew. I'm not sure where he is, but he's on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Drew, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I was looking at a recent post you guys had here on Facebook. You guys were talking about college and whether or not it was a bubble. I thought that was an interesting question, because to me the whole education system is set up it has been set up for a long time to be pretty much bubble-ish, in the fact that once you get beyond basic reading, writing, arithmetic, and logic, and some science, you move into very academic subjects that have no practical value whatsoever. And then when you get to college, it really depends on what you study. You study engineering, that's not very bubblish, but if you get into, you're studying women's studies or something like that, it is very bubblish because there's not really any practical value to it unless you are working for some feminist organization or something.
It seems like it seems like there might be a few jobs, doctor, lawyer, engineer. I'm not coming up with too many more off the top of my head where you college professor, although there's a lot of people trying to be college professors right now, not an easy thing to get into. Engineers, on the other hand, pretty easy to get into that line of work, where you've got to have these college degrees. It's just that if the cost of entry into doing the business. But in a lot of cases, you just don't need, for whatever your job is, you don't need this necessarily, and it's a waste of time in a lot of cases to get this. And it seems like you go to college to be able to afford to pay your college loans for the rest of your life.
Right. And that's one of the things that's been happening. I'm actually here in Houston, Texas, since you were asking where I'm at. But Texas actually just passed a bill that gave a lot more flexibility to the school districts to have alternate routes through high schools. That way they can have a lot more shop classes and practical classes. And it passed almost unanimously by both the Democrats and the Republicans. So it was a lot of people were really worried that there must be something wrong with it, but it essentially I remember one guy was critical because it doesn't give you enough history or something, but it's finally turning education into something more pragmatic, where once you graduate with a high school diploma, you actually have some skills that you can take into the marketplace, instead of always being targeted towards going to college, and then in college supposedly you're going to get those practical skills, which you don't get, you graduate. You end up going all this education.
There's a very funny comedy bit that's been posted online that I found recently through BuzzFeed, where they posted this comedy bit where it's, you know, a bunch of people or whatever, and it's Scared Straight, the liberal arts edition.
I'm already amused.
And essentially what it is it's just these people that, you know, they're a professor or whatever and have certain particular jobs, and they just bring in students at a college and just start screaming at them, like asking them, you know, if they're going to work at McDonald's, like, what are you studying? Do you have a Sam's Club card? You don't have a Sam's Club card? You're going to need this. Like, they're talking about these things. Like, what's your degree? Do you think you're going to not be working at McDonald's? You know, just like all these different things. It's very, very funny. Just based on what exactly they're going into and kind of screaming at people that they need to go into engineering or sciences or...
Now, isn't one of the other aspects of the bubble of college being essentially that college has been so overblown as far as people believing they need it? So you've got this huge propaganda campaign that is very prevalent throughout the high school and previous years, where kids are told, you've got to go to college. If you want to be successful, you've got to go to college. So everybody wants to send their kids to college, and so therefore, you know, the prices are going up because the government's subsidizing, and there's all these government subsidy loans and things like that. There's all kinds of money just pouring in that otherwise wouldn't necessarily be pouring in to the system, and so they just keep jacking up rates year after year after year as the rates continue to skyrocket on college. What it costs to go to college, the college degree becomes worth less and less over time because more people have them and they're in more areas that are useless. Isn't that kind of also a factor in the bubble?
Well, yeah, I think there's two things here. The first one is the cost of education is spiraling because the same people that go to college and take out all these loans now have to pay them back, and they're the ones to become professors, and now they've got to be paid a wage by the college that, you know, can cover that, plus, you know, reasonable living expenses. Mm. And so that in order to do that, they have to jack up the price, and then that costs the next group that comes through has to pay higher tuition rates, and then they become professors, and they have to jack them up even more, and so on and so forth. So, and that's part of one of the, to me, one of the major influences of the cost of medicine and other practical things going through the roof is because of all the borrowing that has to take place in order for people to get the education, in order to get these practical skills. But as far as the drive to push people into college, it's interesting because every time President Obama opens his mouth and talks about people needing to go to college, it's usually with the rationale that they need to have the skills to be able to take the advanced positions in the future so we can compete. But a lot of the same, but neither do most people talk about the fact that a large portion of the education that you're getting does not give you any skills at all.
Right. This is something that's really kind of puzzles me. What we believe in the sort of the liberty movement is that the marketplace is going to pretty much fix everything. Now, the marketplace exists, even though we don't live in a free market, but we live in the marketplace can't be entirely contained. And in this area, this confuses me because there's lots of jobs currently that are going unfilled. That businesses want somebody with, you know, want people with certain skill sets that they just don't have. They can't hire the people they want because they're not out there. Now, this is what I hear in the news. I'm not in the job market. I don't know from firsthand experience on this, but so I hear there are lots of people that we'd love to hire if we find the right people with the right skill sets that work for the right amount of money. My question is the right amount of money $4 an hour, or why the hell aren't people rushing out and getting these jobs, you know, getting the training to get these jobs, or why aren't these businesses, you know, paying people to do the work? You know, well, I've certainly heard of programs to get people to go through vocational courses in order to take jobs if they're willing to sign contracts, but strangely, that doesn't seem to be the case. Or is this just more sort of Republican propaganda? I don't know.
I'm glad you brought the topic up, and I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. You're welcome to share your thoughts. Was college, you know, a waste of time for you? For me, it was. I wish I could have had that time back. I could have slept more. We'll come back with more here on Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Take control.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on our site. We give them away. In fact, you can support Free Talk Live by going to become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And we sure do appreciate it when you amplify the show, because $5 a month is all it costs you to be an amplifier. And you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. And what we get out of it is we get money to advertise Free Talk Live. In fact, we just kicked on our Google AdWords campaign again just the other day. There's also industry advertisements that we purchase to spread Free Talk Live to other radio stations. We've also been paying Daryl to do affiliate relations for the show. Daryl's our Friday night co-host here on Free Talk Live, and that's been a really effective change for us. We've only had him on board for about 4 months now, and it's been awesome. He's been doing a great job. He's in here every single day, and he's here on time, and he makes a lot of calls. He's better at being on time than I am, as a matter of fact. So it's been great, and we've only been able to do it because of listeners like you helping out. Plus, right now, we're doing a special fundraiser where AMP dollars that you contribute up to about 4,050. Once we hit 4,050, we'll have made our goal. And so we're not quite there yet. We're about $200 away from that. Well, once we hit that goal, we'll have matched the full amount pledged by our matching contributors. So we've got folks that have pledged up to $950 a month of matching funds. So if you become an amplifier tonight at amp.freetalklive.com, you will have your dollars matched. If you amp for $10, it's like amping for $20. If you amp for $5, it's like amping for $10. To us, at least, we bring more in, and that means we can do more outreach and more spreading of Free Talk Live, and thereby the ideas of freedom. So again, please go to amp.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference for us when you do. Coming up, the Silk Road 2.0 has been hacked. All of the money has been stolen. And at least that's the story that we're being told. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in a little bit. Bitcoin price is down, perhaps as a result of this news.
It's
down to below $600 right now. Johnson, however, wants to talk about love and email.
Sure.
Let's go there.
All right. So, according to the Washington Post, it's
because it is almost Valentine's Day.
That's true. That's absolutely true. So, it's a step that more than one-fifth of American internet users who are married or in a committed relationship have taken, according to a study released Tuesday by the Pew Research Center's Internet and American Life Project. The study found that 27% of couples share an email account. Two-thirds of couples share the passwords for one or more of their online accounts with their main squeeze.
Two-thirds of people's spouses have their email password, okay?
An online account. 27% share an email account. Two-thirds share some other kind of account.
So what does sharing an email account? I've seen emails come from, you know, Bob and Linda Smith.
Exactly.
You know, I've seen that.
There you go.
And this confuses and upsets me, right? It's okay. So the internet's a big place, so the email accounts are free. Go ahead and get yourself a pair of them. That way I'm, you know, that I don't have to, I know who I'm getting an email from. It just makes me more comfortable.
So you won't have an account for Mark and Laura anytime soon?
No, I'm not going to do that. But
my parents use the same email account.
Or in your case, it would probably be Laura and Mark.
Whatever it is, yeah.
They sign
we
the email.
We both have pants, Johnson.
It's not hard for me to tell who's writing it because they sign who writes
it. I
the
hear
email.
What you're saying. But if you're used to looking out for that, but when you're looking through your box, you're not sure who wrote it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, an email came in.
Came from my parents.
Came in from Mr. and Mrs. Freeman there.
That's
and,
not their last name.
No, whatever. I don't like that personally as a consumer of emails. I would prefer that you not do that to me. But, I do. My wife does have the password to my email account.
There's
been instances where she needs to get in there and do something for me. I'm incapacitated, can't get in on there. So I can see how couples might have a higher level of trust.
What about sharing something else like a Facebook account or, you know, something like that?
Like a password or a Facebook?
Yeah.
I've seen people
like a Facebook account, you know. Like,
I've seen people with their sharing a Facebook account too. I also find this even more frustrating and upsetting.
It happens every now and then up here where a couple will have a Facebook account with both of their first names in it. Like Josh and Sandra is one that I've seen.
Okay, I mean at that point I'm even more befuddled by what's going on, but. I mean, I can see why somebody would share passwords. I don't have any sort of, I don't particularly have any problem with that. But I think that the sharing of one account is a little, what's going on here?
Why? I mean, why does it seem so weird? I'm not personally interested in it, but maybe they feel like it's more efficient that way.
Because I don't know whether it's Josh or whether it's Sandra who's posting necessarily. For instance, on the Free Talk Live page, I've tried to make it so that each one of the people who have access to posting on the page will sort of sign it. But I can say I failed to do that when I put a little post up there.
Yeah, I hardly ever do that.
Brian seems to be the most thorough about doing it, but he signs at B3, which if you don't know who B3 is, you don't know who it is.
Sounds like a vitamin.
Yeah, right. Ian almost never posts his name when he posts up there.
Well, if I'm just posting an article, I don't do that. But if I post something that I'm saying, then I'll usually post my name.
So that's why, you know, this is the problem is that, you know, somebody writes a scathing message to Free Talk Live. I'm going to report you to the developers if you don't, you know, straighten up and stop posting things about whatever it is. Norse mythology. And you'll be like, wait, I didn't post anything about Norse mythology. I don't know what you're talking about.
I think you're comparing apples to oranges here. I mean, to compare...
They're both fruity.
To compare a page with several admins to a couple who is sharing an account, I don't think is the same kind of comparison. I mean... If it's two people, you know it's one or the other, and if they make a habit of signing their statements, then what's the big deal? I mean, this really seems to be much ado about nothing to me, but go ahead with the story.
Okay, so Pew's data show that this practice is more common with older couples or those who have been in their relationship for more than 10 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Perhaps because such technologies as email, social media, and other accounts were introduced after they were an item.
Yes.
Still, only 11% of couples reported sharing social media profile on such sites as Facebook with their spouse or partner. Apparently, there are still some digital bridges that many aren't willing to cross. The study also delved into the practice of sexting. Pew found that salacious messages are becoming more common, with about 9% of cell phone owners reporting that they've sent a suggestive text or photo. Meanwhile, 20% say that they've received one. So 9% say that they've sent one, but 20% say that they've received one.
Who is this that's out there sending all these texts?
Yeah, it's that 9% of the population must be busy.
Well, there's a good chance that if you send a sext of a naked picture, that it's going to be sent to more than just the recipient.
Not a bad good possibility of that. Yeah.
Well, that's a notable increase compared with last year, when the same study found that 6% of cell phone owners had sent sexts, and 15% of users had received them. The younger the cell phone user, the more likely he or she was to sext.
Mm-hmm.
Although there was an uptick across all age groups except those ages 55 and older. The study also found that technology has improved emotional intimacy for a lot of couples. More than one-fifth of respondents have said that they felt closer to their partner because of an online or text message exchanges. 9% have even resolved arguments through texting or being online that they couldn't mend in person, finding it was easier to hash out a disagreement with a little bit of physical space between them. Or I'm sure that they could, you know, resolve their arguments through sexting as well.
I find that oftentimes if I'm trying to be clever or funny online, that this can cause problems. Now, when you're
with your wife?
Yeah, we're with or significant others.
I can see how that would happen to you.
When you're trying to be funny, you're going to have some stinkers now.
Can you give an example? I mean, are you just posting on your own profile and she's offended by it, or are you posting something specifically to her that she takes notice of?
Okay, so for instance, for Valentine's Day, I posted the Puritan Valentines. Are you familiar with these? They're online on Facebook, and you could probably Google image search Puritan Valentines. But one of them's like, "I need you," and then it has a little Quakery Puritan woman standing there, and it says, "To work the crops and take care of the animals, or for winter we will surely die." Right? Each one of them is a very sort of practical look at, the husband and wife.
Not very sexy is what you're saying.
Not sexy at all. And I was amused by it, so I shared it and, tagged Laura in it. Everybody thought it was wonderful that I posted it in there. Somebody mentioned.
Except for her.
There was another one that said, no, she liked it.
Oh, okay.
And then there was another one that said, "Roses are red, violets are blue, both are useless, and I don't know why I'm posting this." Or something like that was what it said. And basically, the Puritans wouldn't care about beauty. Well, somebody chimed in, James Davis actually chimed in and said, "You can eat violets for what it's worth." And then for some reason, I thought that would be funny to say, "Well, in a real pinch, you could eat your spouse." And then I hashtagged Donner Party. And that just kind of threw it all into it.
Didn't mean sexually. We'll come back with more here in moments. 855 450 free about your relationship and whether or not technology is improving relationships. Mm-hmm. Johnson's saying that it is. We'll get back into that. 855 450 free. Share your thoughts and your experiences with us. Hour 3 is next.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Come celebrate Bitcoin's race into the future at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 6, 2014, at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, just before South by Southwest. The conference will be packed with the hottest speakers and key players in the Bitcoin world. This one is not to be missed. Get the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Register now with fiat or, of course, Bitcoin. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.